The UK is still embroiled in a debate launched last week by the release of that government report that concluded that while outright racism does exist in Britain, the country is not institutionally racist or rigged against ethnic minorities and should be a model for other white majority countries. The Commission on Race and Ethnic Disparities was formed after last year's anti-racism protests. 9 out of 10 of the members are from ethnic groups, but people of color in Britain in particular bristled at their conclusion that geography, background, social class had a bigger impact than race on people's lives. A very vocal critic has been Kayende Andrews, a professor of Black Studies at Birmingham City University. He joins us now by Skype. And Professor, just start. What bothered you about the report?
Well, I think everything. To be honest, when the commission was compiled last year, they picked a bunch of institutional racism deniers who went on to deny that institutional racism exists. So it's not really a surprise, and I don't think anybody is taking it all that seriously.
Well, give us some examples of what you saw in the report conflicted with the reality you see.
Well, I think the headline that there is no institutional racism is the big one, if you look at all of the stats and evidence, which actually, strangely, is in the report. They've somehow just managed to come to the conclusion that it doesn't mean it's racism.
Well, yes, we should say the report points out that there is racism, but that it's not institutional. And this is why some of your writing is fascinating to us, because if I've got this right, you know, this idea of seeing people in previously all-white workplaces is not to you a sign that there's no racism. Inclusivity isn't your biggest concern. You're the child of Black activists, part of a community that started newspapers and Saturday school for Black children. You just became UK's first professor of Black studies in 2017. But you say white institutions and Blacks who come up through white institutions aren't going to change. Real change can't come from elite institutions, and it's people of color who should get back to nurturing separate organizations. Can you tell us more about that, about how people might think they're seeing that racism has ended when they see people of color in previously elite, well, like you, at a university?
Yeah, irony of all ironies, I'm often used as the example that things have changed. And the problem is that we've confused, and the report confuses, individual prejudice, which has no doubt declined. Like, you know, my parents experienced a kind of racism which I just have never experienced in my life. As you said, I am the first professor of Black studies. In fact, there are only 140 full professors who are Black in the whole entire country. Somebody said, like, make sure we don't all get on a plane at the same time, because they literally, if something goes wrong, there'll be none of us left. It's a bit sad, but it's also true, right? What's happened is, and my family is part of this movement of Black power, and few of us have managed to have some success. But that isn't how you measure racism. You have to look at the broader picture. And if you look at education, health, criminal justice, it's just as bad as it's ever been. And that's why people are so upset about this report, because it just doesn't chime with the reality of being Black in Britain.
Well, you layer on more modern issues like frontline workers in a pandemic are largely people of color, something we're also looking at here in the United States.
Yeah, and I think that's like, I mean, this is why, again, people are quite mad, is because we've just had a big protest of Black Lives Matter in the UK as well. And if you look at COVID, the disproportionality, I mean, the fact that Black people do live, tend to live just like in America, we are hugely residentially segregated into the inner cities. We do tend to be in public-facing frontline workers. The idea that that means that geography and class are more important than race, frankly, is astounding, given that you can't explain the geography and class without talking about race, right?
Well, the report made 24 recommendations. Among them, build trust, promote fairness, create agency, achieve inclusivity, which we've just talked about, create partnerships between police and communities. And what would you ask be done?
Well, I think we have to start taking these issues far more seriously. I mean, one of the other problems of the report is the tone of it, really, is that we just need to stop complaining. It's all about trying to build trust with the police, for example. Actually, if we understand what the problems are, the police are the problem. There's no reason to trust the police force that disproportionately stops Black people, arrests us at higher rates, charges us at higher rates, and leads to much higher rates of incarceration. This is the whole purpose of the concept of institutional racism, is to say we need to fix these institutions before you can expect communities to trust them.
That's Kayende Andrews, professor of Black Studies at Birmingham City University. His new book is The New Age of Empire. Thank you so much, Professor, for speaking with us.
Thank you.